T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Kansas City beat Cincinnati on the last second field goal. 3 seconds left. 23-20 was the final, but it was the sequence at the end of the game where Pat Mahomes, on a bad ankle on 3rd and 4, made a run, and unfortunately for Joseph Osai, he now goes down in the history books.
Here's Mahomes rolling out on 3rd and 4. He's going to go for the, yes, he's got the marker, he's got the out-of-bounds to stop it, and Osai was hurt as he hit the bench, and a flag's coming in to put him 15 yards closer.
Personal foul, unnecessary roughness, defense, number 58.
Here's Butker.
From 45 yards, all the way, it's good.
That's how it ended right there. Terrible. What did you make of the Osai penalty?
Letter of the law, it's a penalty. Letter of the law, I don't think you have to throw it, though. I don't think he killed Mahomes. I think it was one step out. He gave him a little bitty push. And I think Mahomes is really turning into a drama queen.
He was outside the white. No,
we're going to exaggerate this. You didn't have to throw that. He didn't kill him. And Mahomes has become Ben Roethlisberger. Every time, you notice when he dropped the ball on the fumble, on the little quick screen pass?
Yes.
Oh, he limped more after that. Oh, that's weird. You want me to think you're hurt now because you turned the ball over? He is a drama queen. He sold this like Mac Jones sold it. And give him credit, he got the win. But the NFL has a problem. The NFL's problem is you had your two best players duking it out to go to the Super Bowl, and all anybody wants to talk about is how it was rigged and the officiating and how unfulfilling it was.
Well, that's the Twitter mob running amok. And listen, there were some bad calls. Always are. But I can't co-sign on the whole, you got to protect the quarterbacks, as we know. And look, the quarterbacks have now become a la Jason Tatum and Nikola Jokic and Luka Doncic in the NBA. All those guys have to do is react, throw their hands in the air. We don't have enough officials out on the field to begin with.
Well, Joe Burrow didn't get the call in the end zone, which was an obvious roughing the passer.
Listen, you know what? And sometimes they miss it. And that was one where
how do you miss it when you're a referee staring at it in the AFC title game?
Because Joe Burrow didn't sell it enough, quite honestly. All he did was kind of...
You're probably right.
He backed up and just sort of threw his hands in the air. You know what those guys do? They flop. They fall. They hit the ground.
Terrible.
They hit the deck. And maybe that's where Joe Burrow's just got to be like, hey, I'm gonna have to over-exaggerate it to get the call. Here's the other thing, too. For as much as Burrow's hand is stamped, he is, and I say this, only a third-year guy. And we know this with officiating. There is the where are you on the pecking order. Why would Tom Brady get a call if somebody farted around him? Because he was Tom Brady and he got the superstar treatment. There have been times where Aaron Rodgers doesn't get those kinds of calls because I feel like it's almost like the bias gone back the other way. But there were, you know, hashtag NFL is rigged. So here's the thing. If it's rigged, tell me who's going to win the Super Bowl next year. I'd like to know.
Next year?
Because again, if it's rigged, then even tell me who's going to win this game definitively, and how many people are going to take the NFL is rigged talk online in a state now where you can bet as of tomorrow. I mean, if it's so rigged, then who's getting rich? What I want to know at 617-779-7937. If it's rigged, tell me how you're getting rich.
Well, Roger Goodell is getting rich by collecting $140 million a year for this crap show that we watch as eager fans. No, I don't believe it's rigged. I've never believed that.
Right.
I'll never believe that.
But
the problem that a large portion of your fan base left your marquee Sunday where your championship games feeling like it could be rigged,
mm-hmm.
or the league has a vested interest. You know, I've heard even just the theories. Oh, Andy Reid against the Eagles and these various storylines that this was the better game. The fact that there are people that legitimately believe that is a problem. And if you look, the criticisms weren't just crazy fans on Twitter. There were a lot of like players, ex-players, people involved with the league. And I'm not saying that validates their opinion necessarily.
Of course.
But these are insiders. These aren't just whack job fans in their dad's basement, their mom's basement. These are people tied into the league that are questioning what was going on. For example, the Joe Burrow non-call. The Chiefs got every break late in that game. That's just the reality. Mm-hmm. Whether it was pure ineptitude or targeted calls, the Chiefs got every call late in that. And it might be the old home field advantage.
I was just going to say home cooking and that place gets loud.
Yeah.
And when people can't think, we know what happens to players. Is it kind of the same for the officials? Now, listen, are there problems? Absolutely. Do I think, you know, Tim Donaghy is out there refereeing NFL games? No, we're not at that point. But the one thing that the NFL rigged crowd has done online is sort of raise the awareness for a lot of people of the, all right, maybe we're time for another revolution or another evolution, I should say, of improving the process of trying to officiate these games. And I know they don't want to go to more officials, but they need more officials out there.
I don't know about that.
You need
more. You put more crap on the field, you still got crap.
You need more eyeballs on 22 players that are moving at mock speed.
Am I cynical to believe that since the referees put their little earpiece microphone things in, that gives the league and the central officiating office more input? Is it an impossibility? Because the flag on Mahomes, for example, I thought was a tick late. I thought it was, he gets down, Asai hits the bench, tick, tick, flag. Is it possible somebody said, throw it, from New York?
I don't know about from New York, because I don't
trust. Or even a booth.
Because I don't trust that these guys would hear it. However, if they can hear each other on the field, I'm sure there was more than one official that was thinking, oh, that was a late hit.
Well, what about from a booth? What about an eye in a sky that may lie?
Because normally they can't even get a replay queued up for them to make a call, and to think that someone in New York would be on it on the fly.
Well, like they're getting better at it.
Like, if these people are so inept, that would be me really trusting that someone in New York doesn't have cranius rectus in that moment.
Maybe they're getting better at it. There was an example late where I believe KC threw a challenge flag, and immediately after discussion there, the pass was incomplete or whatever it was, something that they cleaned up immediately they voided the challenge. We don't need to. We screwed up.
That's the other part of this as well, is that you have all these different ways of different review and things like that. And there are some things they can do quickly, and there are some things that they can't do quickly, and some things that you got to throw the flag for, and then some things you can't throw the flag for. And we went down that whole messy road. Although I will say this, Travis Kelce after the game, he punked out the mayor of Cincinnati. I actually kind of like this. Even though we're going to get sick of hearing about the Kelce brothers, this was Travis Kelce after the game.
I appreciate you. How about this beautiful trophy? Huh? Hey, I got some wise words for that Cincinnati mayor. Know your role and shut your mouth, you jabroni. You gotta fight for your right to party!
So Travis Kelce.
I knew he was going to be up for one more of those.
Thank you, Jim Nance. So Travis Kelce afterwards going down the road of the Rock.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. visit pitchhitrun.com today.